Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
We can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
In 1972, Bill Cosby was recording a stand-up comedy album in the San Francisco Bay Area, a live performance at the Circle Star Theater in San Carlos, California. The album, it would go on to be one of his best sellers, another notch in the career that was already making him one of the most beloved entertainers in America at the time. That same night, that exact same night, a woman named Donna Motzinger woke up alone in her home with her clothes gone, knowing she'd been drugged and assaulted by the man who had just put her in a limousine a few hours earlier. One night, two things happened. One became a cultural artifact that people bought, played in their living rooms, and laughed at for years. Some still do. The other became a secret Donna Motzinger carried for over 50 years. Until a jury in Santa Monica, California finally heard it and ordered Bill Cosby to pay her $59.25 million. Let's talk about how we got here. Because the path is as important as the destination. And as we do, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Links are in the description. Donna Motzinger was in her early 30s in 1972. She was working as a server at the Trident, a well-known restaurant in Sausalito, California. She had a 9-year-old son. She was living her life. Bill Cosby started coming into that restaurant regularly while he was in town for his recording sessions. Not once, not twice. He came back repeatedly over the course of that week. He was friendly, charming. He's Bill Cosby. Of course he was. That's the whole point. He eventually invited her to attend his comedy show. He sent a limousine to pick her up. I want to pause on that for a second. Excuse me. Because the details of how Cosby allegedly operated matter a great deal to understanding what he did and why so many women never said anything. This wasn't impulsive. This wasn't accidental. It took time, repeated contact, and deliberate effect to build enough familiarity that an invitation like that felt normal, safe even. And once Donna Motzinger was in that car, according to her testimony in the lawsuit filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court, Cosby gave her a glass of wine and two pills she believed were aspirin. You know, like every great first date starts here. Have some pills. She started feeling sick backstage. She went in and out of consciousness. The last thing she remembered were flashes of light. She woke up at home, clothes gone, underwear on. She knew what had happened, and she said nothing. 4 decades. Here's where the story becomes about more than one woman, because it was never about just one woman. At least 60 women have come forward over the years with allegations against Bill Cosby. 60. And when you read through their accounts, a pattern emerges that's almost mechanically consistent. Access cultivated through charm and celebrity. Alcohol introduced. Pills described as something innocuous. Consciousness lost. Assault occurred while the woman was incapacitated. The specifics change. The structure doesn't. At Motzinger's trial, two other accusers testified to establish exactly that pattern. One of them was Victoria Valentino, a former Playboy model, now 82 years old. She says that in 1969, she met Cosby at a restaurant while she was in the middle of grieving. Her 6-year-old son had recently drowned. She was in that kind of pain, the kind that leaves a person raw and unguarded. And she says that is when Cosby convinced her to swallow 2 pills. He then drove her to a nearby office and assaulted her while she was too immobilized to fight back. That's the accusation. I mean, just take a second with that. She was burying her child. And according to her testimony, that's when he moved in. He's doing picture page on the side, picture page, doing the Cosby Kids, doing the albums. He's what other shows were going on at that time? He's a celebrity. He is someone that America is loving. He's breaking barriers at this moment in time. He is not a man that you're going to want to try and pull down, because people are going to call you crazy and horrible. And what are you doing? This man is moving mountains. How dare you say some story like that? He's this lovable, wonderful character. And look at, he's going to feel so hurt. And this is how they're able to do it. This is how he's able to pull off this facade forever. This is a man who was so calculated in the way that he did things, of managing his image and his facade as this friendly, lovable, I am the most harmless, safe person you could possibly imagine. It wasn't just sitcoms where he's the dad. It wasn't just comedy albums where he's the lovable friend that is hilarious. He also went into children's television. Children's books. I got one right here. This is from 1999. He's marketing himself all the way into the 2000s still, as it became, and just, I knew it. I lived this era. But if you didn't, this man had decades of pretending to be something he wasn't, all the way down to children's books. This is a series called Little Bill, Books for Beginning Readers. And if you're reading the title, you're exactly right. It says what it says. Bill Cosby, The Worst Day of My Life. Scholastic put it out. My future mother-in-law picked this up the other day at a thrift store. She knew it was going to make me go, oh my God. But I mean, this is how insidious he was with his image. How could the man who is making children's literature, he's this friendly, there is not in current American culture a single human being, I would say, that has the image or the reputation that Bill Cosby had in the 1980s and 90s. I can't think of one. That is as, I mean, there's plenty of people who are respected, but not as well known, as well respected, and revered, I would say. Revered is a word that describes how Bill Cosby was looked at. I can't think of anybody that I can think of plenty of people who kind of fit that mold, but none who were at the level to which he was at one period in time. Where just the insinuation that he would have done something like that would just be met with scoffs. Like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. No way. Here, let's go to the bookmobile and get a book. Oh, you want to get the Bill Cosby one? Isn't he funny? Look at that. This is a great book. I mean, this is... It was a machine. It was a machine that manufactured an image that everybody believed that allowed him to be the biggest monster in the room. This woman is literally burying her child. And in Bill's mind, fresh meat. She's vulnerable. This will be easy. That's how he's thinking. That's how predators think. You look for the vulnerable, the most influenceable, and they go for that. He became a master at it. He, of course, denies his allegations, says he's going to fight them. And I'm sure he will fight all of this shit until the day he's dead, which I'm sure is not far away. And eventually it'll be up to an estate to settle the shit, and he'll be long gone. But we'll still be able to learn about the worst day of his life, right? I wonder what the worst day of his life is actually about. He gets toothpaste on his nose. I mean, it's a kid's book, so it looks like he's putting on clothes he doesn't like wearing and misses the bus or something. But surprisingly, there's not accusations of ass misconduct in this book. The worst day of Bill's life. 60 women came after me today and accused me of drugging them. And yeah, that's not in the scholastic version of the book. Of course, the thing we get from everybody, why didn't these women say something sooner? That question gets asked a lot, and it always irritates the living shit out of me and every victim who's ever existed, because the answer is right in front of us. This was Bill Cosby. By 1972, he was already a household name, already beloved, already powerful. Donna Motzinger was a restaurant server, a woman who was in her 30s with a 9-year-old son. Who do you think people were going to believe? What room did a woman have in 1972 to walk into a police station and accuse one of America's most beloved entertainers of drugging and assaulting her? The answer is none. And Cosby understood that, built on it, counted on it, allegedly. Let's just assume the word allegedly ends every sentence here so I don't have to say it every goddamn time, okay? What makes this case even harder to sit with is what came out during the trial. In closing arguments, Motzinger's attorney played excerpts from a videotaped deposition in which Cosby, under oath, acknowledged obtaining a prescription for Quaaludes at a poker game with a physician. Huh, how nice. He renewed that prescription 7 times. He stated that his intention in obtaining them was to give the drug to women he was pursuing sexually. This is just how he did things. I don't think he even thought anything was wrong with it. I think Bill, honestly, is more upset that the game changed on him. That the game he was playing, that the society around him, which allowed him to play it, I think he's mad all of that changed. And the perception changed and the reality changed, and he didn't change. And he's wondering why now, because he thought, oh, I'm playing by the rules of the game. I got all this power. I'm doing this. This is... And now I'm bad for this? Yes, you are, Bill, because you had a moral failure. Not every male, although we're learning, unfortunately, I think a giant percentage, a higher percentage than not from this period of time, gave into those options. Why do I say it like options? Because it really, to them, it was presented as options. I don't think a lot of these, there's no way excusing it, but I'm just telling you the mindset at the time. Go watch Mad Men. Go watch anything of the era. It does not excuse it, but if you're trying to understand the context to which these people operated in, they didn't think anything was wrong with their activity. And it was being backed up in their own groups, in their own, you know, like you got the manosphere today. I mean, there was a version of that back then. Rich, powerful men together at a bar, basically saying, yeah, we can do this. And there wasn't anybody. There wasn't necessarily advocacy groups or anywhere near the level that we have today standing up and speaking out, going, this is horrible. This is insane. We can't do this. There, it was a 1,000% different atmosphere. And this shit went well into the 80s, into the 90s. I mean, it slowly changed. But at the time when this shit was going down, it almost feels like a different species of human beings to a certain extent. What was considered acceptable behavior, or boys will be boys, or men will be whatever the fuck you want to say, whatever stupid platitude there is, it literally kind of started and ended right there. I know, it's like, that's horrible. It's wrong. You're right, it is. It's horrible, but it is where it was. And I'm not saying it like that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. No, I'm saying that's the way it was. And you can't change history. We can all scream and we can say, yeah, we sure should have been. And thank God, you know, things have changed. And they have. Is it perfect? No. But are we in 1972? No. We're not in 1972 anymore. Thank God. But if you're really trying to get back behind how these people are thinking, because I don't think they're necessarily sitting there, you know, around a cauldron. How can we do this today? And what's really shocking about it is Bill Cosby was a powerful man. He had celebrity. He had on the surface, a very powerful and positive personality. He's looked at as America's dad. People loved him. Why he felt he needed to drug women to begin with is like kind of insane out of the gate. It's like, you don't need any, you have the magic of you, of people wanting to be near you, people wanting to have relationships with you. Why are you drugging people and taking their autonomy, their control away? I think the answer to that ultimately comes down to, well, he liked control. He liked absolute control. But it really is insane, isn't it? If you really look, like, why? Like, this just, like, if you want to be a celebrity and go out and sleep with a bunch of people, he had the power to do it without drugs, without drugging anyone. But somehow he felt like that was required. His story, you know, it could have been so different. It could have been, yeah, he slept around a lot. And a lot of people have stories of, yes, I had an affair with Bill Cosby back then. And people could look back at as they look back on prior relationships that didn't involve coercive control. I mean, I think we all have lives. If we've lived a little bit, we can all look back on relationships, small, short, one night stands, whatever you want to say, and that were not coercively controlled. If hopefully most of us have never lived a life like that, and go, yeah, you know, like, yeah, it was an affair. It was not an affair, but it was a relationship. It was a whatever you want to call it, you know, in a positive way where it's positive for both partners. It could have been that. It could have been. Look back on us. Well, when I was younger, yes. Yes, we had our moments together. And both parties can look back going, yes, that happened. And it was lovely. And both parties. But it's like, nope, he drugged her. Like, yep, he drugged me. And it was horrible. Like, it didn't have to be that. Why? Why? Why are you getting prescribed? Like, what the... I just creating problems where there doesn't need to be problems, really. I mean, there's a lot that you can go into, I guess, into the psychology of Bill Cosby. Was he that insecure? Was he that? Was he lacking that much for a man who exuded so much confidence? Was he that lacking confidence in that part of his life and in his sexual world that he thought the only way to do that was by having a drugged zombie-like partner? I mean, is that, who the hell does that? I mean, I know the answer to it, like rapists and Bill Cosby, allegedly, but I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my mind around something. I don't think I'll ever really truly wrap it around, because I think either you think that way or you don't. And yeah. So Bill gets the drugs at the party, or he gets the prescription for the drugs, and he goes to an actual pharmacy to fill the prescription. And then when asked whether a woman who received a Quaalude from him was capable of giving consent, he said he did not know. He simply did not know. So, Bill, it appears you know what you're doing. You know, so you're doing pretty well. That's not an allegation from a plaintiff. That's not a claim from a prosecutor. That's Bill Cosby on tape, in his own words. That wasn't a best-selling album. It was a deposition explaining what he was doing with sedatives, who he intended to give them to, and acknowledging that he never stopped to consider whether those women could meaningfully agree to anything. He admits to doing this stuff. The thing is, now when women come out and accuse him in court, he'll just deny it. He doesn't want to give the money out. But he's already admitted, like, this is his modality. This is what he does. So here's a person who says you did this to them, Bill. Picture page. Look up picture page if you know what I'm talking about. Donna Motzinger didn't wait until 2023 to try to hold Bill Cosby accountable. That part of the story deserves to be said out loud. Back in 2005, when Andrea Constrand filed a civil lawsuit against Cosby for a separate alleged assault, more than a dozen women agreed to come forward as witnesses. Motzinger was one of them. She appeared in those proceedings anonymously, listed in court documents as Jane Doe number 8. She was prepared to go through this publicly on record almost 20 years ago. Constrand ultimately reached a private settlement. The case resolved quietly and Cosby walked. Then in 2018, he was criminally convicted in Pennsylvania, 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault against Constrand. Based largely on deposition testimony and given in her civil case under what he believed was an agreement with prosecutors that shielded him from criminal charges. This is how Bill went away. And also how he got out. He was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison. He served nearly 3 years. And in 2021, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out the conviction, not because new evidence emerged, not because the jury got it wrong, because the court found that Cosby had testified in the Constrand civil case after a prior prosecutor led him to believe he had immunity from criminal prosecution and that using his own testimony against him in a subsequent criminal trial was a constitutional violation. The procedural agreement that had been designed to coax testimony out of him became the mechanism that also set him free. Yes, Q Brooks and Dunn, only in America. He walked out of that prison in June of 2021. That is a system working exactly as designed and still producing an outcome that felt to a lot of people like a punch in the stomach, because it was. Donna Motzinger filed her lawsuit in 2023. She was 84 years old. The case was made possible by a California law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in 2022 that temporarily suspended the statute of limitations for older assault civil claims, creating a look-back window that allowed accusers to bring suits that would otherwise have been permanently time-barred. Botzinger's case moved through the California court system in roughly 2.5 years from filing the verdict That is fast by any measure. The trial lasted nearly 2 weeks in Santa Monica, the same courthouse where, in 2022, fellow accuser Judy Huth won a civil verdict against Cosby for an alleged assault at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16 years old. Cosby appealed that verdict. Then in January of this year, just 2 months before this trial concluded, he quietly withdrew that appeal. In Motzinger's trial, Cosby, now 88, legally blind and reportedly in significant financial decline, did not testify. He has not testified in his own defense in any of these proceedings, criminal or civil. His attorney, Jennifer Bojean, argued that the case rested on speculation. She pointed out that Motzinger acknowledged having no direct memory of the assault itself against the malice, oppression, or fraud filing. Bojean argued against punitive damages by noting that her client is an elderly, homebound man who cannot leave his house. The jury was not moved. They found Cosby liable for S assault and S battery of an intoxicated person, and they awarded Motzinger $17.5 million for past emotional suffering and $1.75 million for future suffering. Then, in an afternoon session, they found that he had acted with malice, oppression, or fraud, the legal threshold required in California for punitive damages, and added $40 million. Total? $59.25 million. Will Donna Motzinger ever see that money? An expert witness estimated Cosby's net worth at approximately $128 million. Cosby disputes that figure. In his own deposition of this case, he described his finances as having gone down like a submarine with no murder. Reports indicate he has been selling off properties to meet his bills. The appeal has already been announced. The gap between what a jury awards and what a plaintiff actually collects is real, and it is often significant. But Donna Motzinger said something after the verdict that I think matters more than the number. The verdict is not just about me. It's about finally being heard and holding Mr. Cosby accountable. I've carried the weight of what happened to me for more than 50 years. It never goes away. Today, a jury saw the truth and held him accountable, and that means everything. She already tried as Jane Doe number 8 in 2005, 20 years ago. She watched it go nowhere. She watched him get convicted in 2018 and walk free in 2021 on a technicality born from his own legal strategy. And then at 84 years old, she walked into a Santa Monica courthouse and did it again. The criminal system gave Bill Cosby his freedom back. Not because he proved he didn't do it, but because a prosecutor made a promise 2 decades ago that the next prosecutor decided to ignore. The civil system, using a law that didn't exist until 3 years ago, just held him accountable to the tune of nearly $60 million. California had to rewrite its laws to get there. An 84-year-old woman had to walk into a courtroom and testify about the worst night of her life. A night that 54 years ago also produced a best-selling comedy album. She already tried once. She tried again. And Victoria Valentino, who is grieving a drowned child when she says he came for her, and the woman who was Jane Doe number 8 for 20 years before she finally had a name on a verdict. If it took all of that to change law more than a half a century, women in their 80s willing to go through it again. The question worth sitting with is this: how many others are still waiting? And how many gave up long before the law caught up? Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We will continue our conversation there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our reporting of this and the many cases we follow for you right here. Just search Hidden Killers wherever you get podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, wherever it may be, and take us with you on the go. We'll continue the conversation and comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's Best Deal Ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract. With no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 through 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.